Even with the more recent easing of the lockdown restrictions, most notably with exercising, and this of course varies depending on where in Britain you live, regular physical activity habits across the nation have changed, increasing the likelihood and opportunity for us all to spend more time sitting down. Also, while welcoming the green-leaning government suggestions that we should consider cycling or even using e-scooters to get about to avoid using public transport, RNIB is suggesting that these measures could actually be more of a barrier to vision-impaired people walking, especially where shared space layouts reduce well-defined safe walkways. Well, because of this, Anglia Ruskin University is trying to find out just how much this has affected us all, and in particular they really want to hear from blind and partially sighted people aged 18 or older and living in the UK, who, not least because of the added complications of social distancing and the guidance on that 2-metre rule has not changed since the initial lockdown, means it's probably much harder for many vision-impaired people to get out and about and do any form of exercising, even gentle walking outdoors. Dr. Dan Gordon from Anglia Ruskin University told us more about what they're hoping to discover, and Dan first explained how this research, which it's hoped will improve exercise opportunities for all vision-impaired people, came about.
Pretty much at the start of lockdown, we launched a questionnaire which was based upon the World Health Organization's questions about physical activity, and that was in the general population. And my background is I'm actually visually impaired. And it became very apparent to me that the one group that were going to be quite significantly affected by this physical distancing were those who are blind and visually impaired. So very quickly, we chose to amend that original questionnaire. So we've kept a lot of the base questions in from the WHO, but then we added in specific questions in relation to visual impairments. And for us, it's quite important because it's not just a quick study in terms of what's happening in COVID-19. Actually, where we want it to go and where I think all research should go is actually something needs to come from this. And it's really to find out the way in which there has been an impact and then to be able to offer potential solutions in the short term, but also long-term solutions.
I guess something like the pandemic and the lockdown and the restrictions, unfortunately, have highlighted real problems for blind and partially sighted people. I mean, has that kind of really focused the need for this to go beyond the pandemic so that basically the daily lot of blind and partially sighted people can be properly addressed?
Very much. In fact, we were in a conversation with some colleagues from British Blind Sport last week. And what we got to the nub of actually was how little is really known about what blind and visually impaired people do on a day-to-day basis. We are differentiating here between what is physical activity. It's activity which is physical, so maybe going shopping or walking or gardening, and also what we would call physical activity, which is more sport or leisure-based. And we haven't got that information. So actually, this will give us an insight because part of the questionnaire is retrospective. We're asking people to comment on what they were doing pre-lockdown so we can compare it to during the lockdown. And I think we don't really know what people do and we don't really know what access people have to other services and support networks. And then, of course, what has happened to those support networks since lockdown has come in?
What kind of questions? I mean, they're going to have to be specific, aren't they? Because clearly you're trying to get a really accurate picture. So asking someone, how do you spend your day? How active are you within a day? Is that it?
Very much. It's really trying to get a representative picture. So asking everything from what types of activities are people doing through to when are they doing that activity? So actually, what time of day? And that's quite insightful because my suspicion is that's very different amongst people who are fully sighted to people who have got visual impairments. We're also interested in how physically hard the activity is. So we have a way of asking people to rate the, in inverted commas, the toughness of the activity, I suppose. That's not a very good term, but that kind of intensity. We want to know how often they do this kind of physical activity. And we want to know how much, as I say, is this kind of leisure-based activity and how much is this more day-to-day activity in terms of just working and so on.
I think the analogy has been made before that just in the course of one's daily life, walking around the house, pushing a vacuum cleaner, for example, going to empty the bins, that's all activity. Is there a danger that this kind of research can attract people who are inherently active and very fit and therefore, by definition, young and mobile? And do you actually want the opposite? You want a broad spread of everyone?
We want a broad spread. And you're absolutely right. I think when you see a title of the piece of research, which is about physical activity, it automatically has this predication to, I think, in people's minds, exclude people who perhaps are more sedentary. But we really need to get a picture of the whole population. That's why we need as big a sample as possible, because we need to represent everything in terms of, we need to get a representation of males and females. We were trying to get across the age spectrum. And then we're trying to get across the physical activity spectrum so we can see how much that all differs to the able-bodied population. So the plan is that once we've collated this, we're going to analyze it very, very quickly. And we want to get the information out to as many organizations as possible so that they can actually make use of it in the short term. But then the aim is then to hopefully be able to work with other organizations in putting in a series of plans that can take this forward, because clearly this epidemic isn't going to go away very, very quickly. So we want to be able to enable people with a vision impairment to make the most of their leisure time and also the environment that they're in.
Now, there are two ways you can contribute to the research: by answering questions about your daily lifestyle, if you'd like to. If you have access to going online, then you need to visit bit.ly/ARU_vision. And that is case sensitive, with the letters ARU and the V at the start of vision as capitals. So that's lowercase bit.ly/A R U_V and then lowercase ision. If you can't get online, then you need to send an email or ask someone to send an email on your behalf to claire.strongman, that's CLARE.STRONGMAN, at anglia.ac.uk. That's claire.strongman@anglia.ac.uk. And Claire will explain how you can answer the same questions over the phone. And in either case, it should take between 20 and 30 minutes to complete, though we're told it can sometimes be shorter.